This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today is February 26, 2010. And I'm wanting to share more about what the Lord's been sharing with me over the last several weeks as I've been reflecting on the message, the alarm, that's calling people to seek the face of God, hear His voice, hide in the Lord, because He has risen up to judge. He's dealing with the sins and iniquities of the earth. The scriptures are being fulfilled. The coming of Jesus Christ is at hand. And you want to make sure you know the Lord, because there's going to be multitudes giving up their faith in Jesus Christ. Great deception is coming in the earth. False Christ, false prophets and teachers, false doctrines. Societal upheaval takes place. And there's wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes and famines and pestilence takes place. Betrayal and people giving up their faith. This is why you've got to prepare through prayer, seeking the Lord, reading the scripture, making a commitment to Jesus Christ. That way, no matter what happens, because look at, our world is changing right before your eyes. And what's amazing to me is how people don't see it, don't notice it. You know what God warns His beloved? He warns people. He warned Noah. God was going to judge and flood the whole earth. But God warned Noah by faith about things that had not been seen as yet, never had rained before. God warned Noah. And He prepared an ark to the saving of His house. That's Hebrews 11:7. God warned Lot. He was in wicked Sodom and Gomorrah area. And that whole area and the plains were literally destroyed. But God sent angels and warned Lot to flee for his life. See, God's going to tell you. And the prudent man foresees the evil and hides himself. But the fool goes on and is punished. Don't ignore the signs, ladies and gentlemen. They're clearly outlined for us in the scripture. With a prayerful heart, be willing to see something that you might not want to see. No one wants to see hardship happen. No one wants to see negative things happen. But we have to not deny the reality of these things. We're seeing the greatest economic catastrophe in the world's history. There's great distress among the nations. Trigger-happy politicians and rich men behind the scenes that govern the political leaders of the world have an agenda, conspiracy. It's against you. It's against me. It's against the Lord. They hate God. There's a tyrant coming, one that's empowered by the dragon Satan himself. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, you can see the things that are happening in our world. They're calling for a world government, a world religion, a world leader. They're calling for this. It's in the magazines. They're freely talking about it now, the New World Order. I've said it a few years ago on a broadcast that we're under the influence. You're under the influence to one degree to another. And it's been systematic, scientific, laid out to affect your thinking, to affect your behavior. And look at this nation, what's happened to it. It was a great nation at one time, had glory and power and prominence and peace. But all these things will vanish and are vanishing right before our eyes. You need to be committed to Jesus. You need to be serving Him in His kingdom. Because these things of the world, they're passing away. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And you're to stand fast in these days, in the coming times of darkness. God will rise upon you with His light and His glory as you're abiding in Him. I'm absolutely amazed at the brainwashing. You know, there's a reason I've been sharing with my friends that they call it television or TV programming. Because it is programming. There's a reason why they would call it the news networks or the news agencies. Do you understand? They're lying. They're deceiving. They're leading the people, the multitudes, astray. Over the last year and a half or so, as this economic catastrophe was unwinding, it is estimated that $23 trillion was taken and given to bankers to invest as they wished in foreign nations, foreign investments, without any accounting given. The Federal Reserve, which isn't federal, it's a private bank, loaning to other banks, took $23 trillion. And the people must pay it back through taxes. That's a judgment, ladies and gentlemen. You have lying political leaders, from the president down. Recent days, the Lord led me to study pirates. The theme came to me about the pirates. What are pirates? They steal. Now, these men are doing the same thing. They may not be in boats, but they're stealing from the nations across the world. They're weakening the currencies. They're bringing us into a direction to where there will be a one-world government, a one-world currency, happening right before your eyes. And the book of Revelation talks about the time will come. A beast system that's empowered by the dragon. And one of the heads of this beast system is wounded as by a sword, but it recovers. And the whole world wonders after the beast. And another beast arises. This is in Revelation chapter 13. That in the sight of the beast causes all men everywhere, all languages and tribes and peoples to receive a mark in their hand, in their forehead. The number of his name, 666, in the image of the beast. You will not be able to buy or sell without this mark. You can see how so logical that is. All of this is logical, ladies and gentlemen. But we're forewarned because it's a rebellion against the Lord. See, God the Father gave you a leader to follow. His name's Jesus Christ. He's a king. But the people said, no, we don't want that Lord. We will take another man, that one that comes in his own name. And this is what Jesus told the Jews that were rejecting him 2,000 years ago. I come to you in my Father's name, you reject me, but another will come in his own name, and him you will receive. That's the danger about not submitting to the lordship of Jesus Christ. Because everyone that is not in the Lamb's Book of Life will worship the dragon, will worship the beast and his image. And whoever does, the Bible's clear. You'll be burned in hell. The smoke of your torment will burn perpetually without end. And all these rich men, the mighty men, the wise men, that have banded together even secular and spiritual against the Lord God and against his Messiah will cry out to the rocks to fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and of the Lamb. Because the time of his judgment is at hand. This was prophesied by Jesus himself. This is in the book of Revelation. This is in the prophets. They'll hide in the rocks and the caves, Isaiah chapter 2, and the jagged rocks, from the glory of the Lord, as it's revealed. And God will have the last laugh. The programming. I encourage you to do a study on the history of the New World Order, but in the beginning of the 19th century, in the early 1900s, the Ford Foundation, Carnegie Foundation, the Rockefellers, they banded together to create foundations to change education in the United States of America. The eugenics, the desire to create a super race. You have the Freemasons, which is a secret society that's Egyptian spiritualism. It goes back to the ancient times. They have an agenda, ladies and gentlemen. They have rituals and rites that they act out right in front of your eyes. And the people perceive it not. A reading from Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 and following. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. This nation doesn't know right from wrong, left from right, up from down. It's topsy-turvy for the most part. And the spiritual churches, wouldn't you not think they would perceive what is true from what is false? Would you not think they'd be grieved for the sins and the transgressions of the people that have offended God? Yeah, you can go to the churches for the most part and hear a good sermon. They use the Bible. They quote the scripture. There's religious activity. There's good for humanity. But it's what they don't say. Where's the Lord in the religious systems? They don't say, where's the Lord? They don't say, where's his presence? Where's his voice? What is he doing? They don't care. Nothing's new under the sun, ladies and gentlemen. This is in Jeremiah chapter 2 as well. The priests say not, where's the Lord? The prophets say not, where's the Lord? My people say not, where's the Lord? And what will you do in the end thereof? God wrote Ichabod upon his house of glory that he built and esteemed and called. When they departed from him and absorbed foreign gods and practices, it was offensive to him. He's a holy, high God, one to be feared and loved and respected. God will have the last laugh, ladies and gentlemen. The programming is taking place. The little children don't know the Lord for the most part. Films of sorcery, pornography, sin, iniquity, abundance and pride and foolishness, self-centeredness have gripped this heart of this nation and turned it against the Lord. And the people do not want to hear the truth. Well, God has set a snare for you, O nation, United States of America, and you'll have your day of reckoning. The sorcery and the rituals that are done by the politicians of Freemasonry. Did you know that when a president stands in inauguration, a ritual and a rite is performed right in front of your eyes, calling upon the underworld to empower him? And when he dies, he lays in state, which is talking about and revealing in ritual form his departing into the underworld. The obelisk, the symbol in Washington, D.C., the goddess Columbia. Every state capital in the United States of America is full of idols, idolatry. They did it right in front of you. Not opposed, not rejected, but embraced. And this is why, ladies and gentlemen, you'll have to either stand with the Lord or fall with the nation. You either will fear the Lord and be blessed by him, or you'll be under his judgment as he reveals his mighty power. I encourage you to seek the Lord. Seek his face. Do what he tells you to do. He loves you. And he says, fear not, my little flock, for I have told you all these things. He has told you. He's shared to you in the scriptures what would come to pass, what would take place. And he's given you the Holy Spirit that you will know what to speak and what to do in that hour. And you will have the grace to withstand laying down your life as even he did and suffered at the hand of Pilate and a religious system.